Well, good morning. We're back on the Carolina Outdoors talking about unpleasant things today. Spiders, snakes, and now jellyfish.
Don, I think, and I don't know if I'm just speaking for me, but two of the most scarring incidents of my life occurred. One of them was being lost in the woods, and the other one was getting stung by jellyfish when at the beach.
Welcome to the coast.
Both those things happened just 2 weeks ago, too. So.
Well, nobody likes a jellyfish that I know of unless you're a sea turtle.
We're going to try to learn a little bit. We're going to switch gears from spiders, and we love them now. And now we are going to find out about jellyfish. We got a long way to go. But anyway, we're going to bring on our next guest on the Carolina Outdoors with the Outdoor Guys. Robert Hopkins is going to join us. He's with Barrier Island Eco Tours. He's a native of Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. Listen to this, Don, the youngest of six kids. So you know why he was outdoors, because those other siblings were probably beating up on him. And he has run all over the fields and marshlands of Lower South Carolina, taught elementary school for 15 years before jumping in with Barrier Island Eco Tours. Robert Hopkins, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Well, welcome to you guys, and thanks for the invite. It's good to be a part of it all, and it's funny that your two most memorables are being lost in the woods and stung by a jellyfish, because those are my two big memorables as well, my friend. And you're right about being the youngest of six and spending a lot of time outdoors.
Well, tell us about jellyfish. What are they good for?
Well, I always laugh about that. You know, it's all a matter of perspective. You and I think time flies when you're having fun, but frogs think time's fun when you're having flies. And, you know, something's always eating something. And I heard you mention that, you know, no one likes a jellyfish unless you're a sea turtle. But jellyfish are really a great source of protein. And there's other places in the world where our common jellyfish, the cannonball jellyfish, is a main source of protein.
Tastes like chicken.
Tasted it.
It tastes like chicken.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It actually tastes a little more like tofu, but.
Well, Robert, what is going on now this time of year due to weather, due to currents, due to things that happen? Jellyfish do end up converging on our South Carolina coast this time of year. But this year, it's been exceptional, including your home island, Mount Pleasant down there. Folly Beach has had a lot, the Isle of Palms area. Over 700 jellyfish stings and counting were reported in the Charleston area beaches over this past weekend. And I do say again, and counting. What is the cause of this, convergence of jellyfish that's more so this year than even years before?
Well, convergence is the right word. If you kind of look at the way the Gulf Stream rolls, it rolls past us headed north, but then when it gets to the Outer Bank, it kind of splits and a part of it circles back around. And that's a large part of what's bringing some of those jellyfish to us, as well as just some of the wind and weather patterns pushing stuff in from offshore. It's unusual that, you know, usually there around April or May, we start seeing a massive arrival of the cannonball jellyfish. And those don't usually pose a problem to you and I. And when I was a kid, I'd go up to the Chesapeake Bay, and my cousins had a bunch of what they called sea nettles, which were small hooded jellyfish with long tentacles. And one of the things I think we don't realize is that when the we want to call them the arms of a jellyfish, but the nematocyst, the trailing tentacles of a jellyfish, when they become separated from the organism, they still pose a problem. So, you know, I don't know if possibly just the fact that there are more boats and more boaters out there kind of chopping up jellyfish, and then, you know, where once you had one potential sting, you now have thousands scattered out. One boat motor can turn one jellyfish into thousands of little stinging satellites.
Well,
and a lot of what I've seen has been that, where people never saw any kind of a jelly or, you know, any part of a body of a jellyfish, but, you know, suddenly just felt the stinging. And I don't know if, you know, warming waters, the fact that the waters, you know, are sort of warming up and just makes it the perfect climate for them. I want to say last weekend there were over 700 jellyfish stings reported on Isle of Palms, and I walk the beach every day with my job, and we're constantly reaching into the water to pull up crab traps and do that sort of thing. And that's one thing you don't realize. You'll go to pull in a fishing line, and there'll be some of the stinging nematocyst on that fishing line, or you dip a net into the water and then touch that net. And those stinging nematocysts will transfer.
Well, and the other thing is the convergence of people, too, because that area has seen more and more and more tourists come down there to swim in their South Carolina coast and that sort of thing. So that as well. Robert Hopkins is joining the outdoor guys, Don Yeager and Bill Bartee. He's with Barrier Island Eco Tours down in the Charleston area, and he's giving us a lowdown on jellyfish.
Now, what's the first aid for this? What should you do when you are stung by a jellyfish?
Well, this is one area where a lot of our sort of, what we could call common knowledge or household remedies don't necessarily hold true. Some of us may have heard that getting someone else to pee on a jellyfish sting, that the ammonia content in a person's urine will help with the sting, but that is just not true.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, there you go. You'd really find out who your friends are, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I pass on that remedy anyway. What else have we got in our bag of tricks here?
Vinegar. What we've been on our big boats, we've just been carrying a large bottle of vinegar. And the first thing that's suggested is either a credit card or some kind of scraping object to just sort of scrape the area where the sting is being felt, because you can't even see the little one tentacle of a jellyfish will have thousands of stinging nematocysts. You and I can think of that as like thousands of little harpoons. And so the first object is to sort of scrape away any of those nematocysts that might still be on the surface, and then pour in some vinegar over them. Seems to offer some relief. I've seen some very unusual dance moves that have originated from a jellyfish sting, but just kind of sitting still and pouring vinegar over it.
Any particular kind? I can think of at least three kinds of vinegar: white vinegar, apple cider vinegar, red wine vinegar.
Yeah, to the best of my knowledge, all of the above would work. We just have been carrying a jug of plain white just white vinegar.
Okay.
It's pretty inexpensive at the store, and just because we deal with so many people, not just our customers, but when we're at the beach, I was at the beach yesterday with our big boat and heard someone screaming, and I didn't even have to ask. I just went running over there with actually one of our brochures, because I didn't have a credit card with me, so we used that to scrape the area. And
that's what they say to do. Rub wet sand on there, scrape it with a credit card. Some species, they say, in South Carolina, do not answer to the vinegar as well, just because it's a different species of jellyfish. Naturalist Robert Hopkins, Barrier Island Eco Tours, thank you for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors, as well as Spider-Man Matt Bertone, who joined us. And lastly, firefighter in Charlotte, Jason Dixon from Station 38. For TJ Boggs, he's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee. Get outdoors, pick up your trash, and we'll see you at Jesse Brown's.